Hey everybody, so y'all know this is Destiny. Today is April the 9th. It is currently 3:45. So I don't know about you guys, but I grew up with you'll experience the fruit of your labor. Whatever you give in is what you're going to get out. Well, I mean, being I'm 23 years old, I hear that in some instances, and some instances I'm really not. I can give you a great comparison with my parents. My dad, he's a totally different person from my mom. If you look at it, I mean, it's some little similarities as far as how they act. They both love me. They both care and cherish me as their product. But man, I mean, I totally see the difference. I know for my dad, he's more so that self person. It's not more so that selfless. I mean, if he's doing a selfless type thing, it's going to be for his family and for his girls. My mom, she is the selfless type. Like, I mean, she'll do anything for anybody. Her heart is as big as earth, if you can say that. But I mean, as far as her personal struggles, it's a thin line between that, and the line does entwine. I mean, for me, I don't want that for myself. I know I'm that business type woman. I mean, whatever I strive for, I'm gonna try to be a perfectionist at it at heart. And that's just what I strive to be as a person. But I mean, I've never seen myself as being that, only self person. I love helping people if I can. But man, I mean, just also analyzing my time here in Jacksonville. I love my family. I mean, I'm moving smoothly but surely in Indiana. I mean, I've been there for a few months. But, my home is currently definitely Florida. I still have the driver's license and things of that sort. But I don't know. Like, I feel here. I am helping people. And, I mean, I'm helping myself in a sense. But I'm always in that space like, damn, Destiny, you're just one person. You're not a super person. If you are, then your energy is going to get drained for you. And being that I've set myself up for success, I'm not going to fall. It's just that part of, damn, like, the whole day civilized for, oh, I got to pick up this person. I got to do this. It's something I wouldn't say the key word is got to do, but it's like, if I don't do it, it ain't going to get done type thing, or it's going to be a struggle for others. And I feel like just here, I'm dealing with people who don't have their priorities straight or have that specific focus. It's more so being just themselves. And I'm like, damn, I mean, if you want to do this or do something, at least have yourself set up for success in doing that thing and not getting others, out of their schedule or just zone, just for your own self needs. That's kind of not what I like. I mean, granted that my grandma did most of the raising for me. It was that part of, you know, Destiny, you're going to be successful. You want to go to college. We're going to put you in this track stuff. This is something she want to do. You know, I'm not saying I don't want to help. But then again, like my grandma, she knows exactly what she signed up for. This was in her schedule. For me, I mean, I just, you know, wanted to chill. I love my family to death. And I know that the grass is never greener on any side. But I don't know. I just don't know what that balance is going to be. I mean, I feel in Indiana, there's not really that support that I specifically want, and also that I specifically have. Knowing that my mom can go off work or just say, F this job, I'm going to handle mine, which is me and her grandchild, that's a good feeling. But when I go back, it's like, nah, I just gotta do this for my financial reasons. This is what I like to do. This is how I get myself satisfaction type thing. Not more so focusing on Destiny and what she has to do. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's also maybe a revolving circle of just, you know, people gonna get stuff done if they need the help. Boom. But I just don't want to be that crutch for anybody. I mean, in regards to just the decisions they've made from the adolescence to even now, because I feel like even with children, I mean, I love children and I know how to raise children very well. I started at a very young age, especially with my brothers, you know, changing diapers at the age of 9 years old and just being that crutch. My mom taught me I should be my brother's keeper. So that's initially what I am structure myself to be, but not for all my life. I've seen the good scenarios and the, well, I've not seen good scenarios, put it that way, but I've seen the bad scenarios, and I'll be okay. I just don't understand the line. I feel like everyone has that smart cell somewhere in their brain where they have to prioritize what they're doing, and not more so getting others out of their comfort zone or their comfortability just for the stuff that they want to do. I just don't think that's right in no type of way. I mean, yes, granted, boom. You're made on this earth to help others. But it's like, damn, if I'm helping you, how am I going to succeed as a person? I mean, I feel like some mothers get stuck with that. I mean, my mom, she had 5 of us, and she had to put some stuff on hold. But even before that, herself was not set up. She didn't finish school. Just, you know, other small things that didn't give her that great base. Now that she wants to do what she wants to do, my brothers are still in the house. I mean, it's just, damn, like, your focus is not yet done. I feel like when mothers have children, that's now that job or that mission that they have to accomplish. Not more so by choice, but it's by force. And if you don't want to have the obligation, then of course you give your child up for adoption or just other things like that. Being that, you know, letting them know that you weren't in that right mindset at the time to fulfill that responsibility. Because raising a child is a gift and it's also an honor, but it's also hard as heck too. And if you don't have that mental space, there's no need for you to still try to do something that you're not going to do, because it's like you're running into a brick wall. Mentally, you're going backwards, but mentally, you're just at that wall. You feel stuck. So, I mean, today I'm okay. And I'm going to be all right. I mean, I also know I have something great for me as well. But I just see some bad scenarios. I just want y'all to know that if you're going to focus on yourself, do it. But if you don't have kids and you focus on yourself, that's A-okay. Do it. If you have kids and you focus on yourself, there has to be that balance. Mentally, physically, emotionally, and everything. Because I feel like a woman can be a great superhero. The best superhero. But if emotionally it's imbalanced, it's going to take a toll on everything. Even what you're wanting to do. It's going to be that brick wall in front of you. But I love y'all much. Let me know what y'all think about this. I mean, shoot, I just had to do it. I had to do it, you know. But have a great one. I love you guys. Bye.